Recording in progress.
Potentially on.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining us tonight. We've got Jim Brennan here for Take Questions After the Match. You guys all know the drill at this point. Use the raise hand icon to ask your questions, and we'll take it from here. Who's up first? Robin, go ahead.
Well, that's, too bad about tonight. Do you think the turning point was that missed penalty opportunity, that save that the goalie made?
Look, I think it changes the game. You know, we can see it up a set, you know, which isn't like us. And then you're down 1-0, but then you start, you know, getting forward, getting some opportunities, get your penalty. And if you score that, it changes the game. You know, it's 1-1 again. And then the momentum starts swinging towards you. But, you know, obviously we missed and your head goes down a little bit. And then we can see it again in the 42nd minute, I think it was. So you're going in halftime 2-0 down, which I don't think we deserve to be 2-0 down at halftime.
Yeah. And that team, that's the only team you'd beaten. But as they were saying, they kept saying on the broadcast that that goalie has not let in a goal all year. This is their first string goalie they put in tonight. Was he thinking that if you could score on him, that would really change things?
Oh, he's a good goalie. You know, he worked tonight. You know, we had quite a few chances. And obviously, you know, we couldn't put it in the back of the net. But, you know, look, he is a good keeper, and he's in form right now, and he's got bags of confidence, that's for sure.
Okay, thanks.
A couple jump in late here. So any other raise hands for questions?
Oh, okay.
Anthony, go ahead.
Hey, Jimmy. I know that you've got a young squad there. As you mentioned, you didn't really deserve to lose the game or at least lose it 3-0. How are you making sure that the heads aren't gone down?
Yeah, that's a hard part now. It's keeping their heads up, keep them motivated. Because obviously, yeah, look, 3-0, I don't think the scoreline doesn't justify our play at times. You know, we had some good spells there where we were decent. I mean, obviously, you can see it on a set play, and then the other two goals, you know, just guys breaking in behind where you end up opening up, don't you, especially second half, because you're chasing the game a little bit. But now it's just getting the arm around the guys so that they recover and keep everything positive. You know, good thing is we've got a good few days now here until our next match next Saturday. So now it's look after the guys for a couple of days, and then obviously it'd be nice just to get on the training pitch and have a proper session where we can actually go over some tactics and watch some video and bring that out to the training pitch.
Looked like there was a lot of guys like cramping up and stuff like that. Was there any kind of big injury concerns, or is everybody looking okay and they're just knackered?
Enzo's picked up a knock. You know, we're hoping it's not too bad. It might be a minor strain on his thigh. Which, I mean, if he goes down too, then we're in trouble at the back. Cause we don't have anybody else that can fill in. I mean, we had to put Isaiah alongside Jordan, to finish off the match. So, hopefully we get a couple of players back. Hopefully Ence's injury isn't too bad. But the guys are just tired. Look, we've said it before. You know, ask these guys to come play 8 games in 5 weeks and with only 2 weeks of a preseason. And then we get our break the last week after 7 games. So, look, our guys are they're tired right now. They're fatigued. And then, obviously, you know, you're chasing these teams that have had a bit of a preseason. And we start picking up injuries when it shouldn't be that way.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. Sorry about the result today. Just wanted to ask, a lot of people are still doubting Valor and how they play. And obviously, you've played them twice now. You've seen them. You've won one. You lost one. You're the only team to beat them, in fact. are they legit in your eyes, or is this sort of a, you know, home field advantage, and how much does that play into it?
Yeah, look, they're a good side. They're on a roll right now. They're picking up points, but it is a long season. And there's a lot more games to be played. Is it a bit of an advantage playing at home with your own fans? For sure, 100% it is. But it's the way that it is. They're on a bit of a roll. They're enjoying playing at home in their home stadium. But you can't take anything away from it. You know, they're getting the points and they're getting the job done. But I think the table's going to change a little bit when obviously everybody gets back into their own domestic market. And then we play in our own stadiums and have our fans there supporting us. So I don't think you can read into it too much, but you can't take anything away from them. You know, they're playing well and they're top of the table because they deserve to be there right now.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, good. Jim, thanks for the time.
All right. Good.
And up next, we should have Jordan Wilson coming.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jordan, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, man. Good to see you.
You too.
All right, questions for Jordan Wilson on this one. I'll even take the first one. Jordan, you know, been, you know, a bunch of games in a short amount of time in the bubble. You guys now know you've got a spring coming up this week, and then you're back into home markets, kind of playing a season the way it's really supposed to be played. Is that something that's kind of gotten into the heads of some of the guys, but not in a bad way, but like guys excited to come home and start playing, you know, different stadiums, different markets? How is it starting to feel in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough being away. It's the hardest thing I've had to do, personally. Just the amount of games you've had to play and just, like, time away from your family. It's been a bit too long, if you ask me. So I think we're just looking forward to going back home and playing. And it was a tough one today. It's a mixture of things. These aren't excuses. These are just facts. Like, having 2 weeks together before we came, having key players maybe injured as well, so many knocks. We don't have a full two. You don't have someone in every position, like two for each position. We're kind of running on bare bones now, and you can see guys are busting their tail to try to get there. But I just think we're on like a quarter tank right now. At least we were today.
Robin, go ahead.
Yep. Okay.
I think you're still on mute there,
yep.
Robin.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, so I just was looking at the results, and so you're stretching into, like, cavalry of not being able to score. This was three games in a row. The last time you scored was when you beat Valor. Is there something – I know you're a defender, but is there some encouragement or something you can do to try and get the forwards scoring?
I think it's the hardest thing to do, obviously, right? Scoring. I think our fatigue and maybe just not having so much time playing with each other that maybe is attesting to, I wouldn't say the lack of goals, but not an abundance amount of goals. You know, it just takes some time to kind of gel and get together. I think in the beginning when guys were fresh, maybe it was a bit easier. But now that, what is it, game seven that we played in 3-4 weeks, it's just getting harder. So looking forward to going back home, being with Gaffer, Stolle, Camillo, and just really working out how we want to play, because we kind of just haven't really done that yet. It's a lot to ask of strikers every 3-4 days to just come up with some creativity, some magic. So, yeah, just looking forward to the break, honestly, and getting more time to solidify the team, because we have a strong team. We just need that extra time together, I feel.
Yeah, I know there was some, there's some guys you have to keep in defense because you're so short of players, but I'm sure they want to bomb up field and be, the goal scorers. Like you've had to use your forwards as cornerbacks and things like that. So, maybe with the injury problem solved, they'll be able to go back to their regular positions.
Yeah, we hope so. We just hope everyone gets healthy.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, last call. All right, Jordan, thanks for the time. Oh, wait, sorry. Anthony snuck in at the very, very last second, if you could.
Sorry to ruin your night. So, how are you feeling yourself? Like, obviously, everybody looked dead on their feet out there, but yourself, how are you feeling after the game?
Just personally disappointed with the second goal, because I think I have about 2 seconds to make a decision. I make the wrong one in terms of trying to play him offside. I should have just ran with him. I think that's a point where just need to be smarter and keep the game at 1-0 going into half as opposed to 2-0, and it's a real uphill battle. But, yeah, it was a tough game. It's a tough game to try to stay positive and also just manage what was in front of me, because I feel like today they seemed at times that they were playing with 13 guys, honestly. So, yeah, it's just a tough one. Just got to take it on the chin, give the guys extra hugs tonight, and just lick our wounds, and we go back again.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like they were fresher. I mean, like Vaquero made a 60-yard run in the 93rd minute to get the ball. Like, so how hard is it for you guys to try and keep up with them when you're, as you said, you're fatigued, you only had 2 weeks of preseason? Like, is it frustrating not being able to kind of have that little extra gear to go up into?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. But I just also think it's the type of match. Do you know what I mean? I think if it was 1-0 or 0-0, or maybe at when it was 1-0, we scored the penalty, maybe we get a boost there. It just kind of always seemed like an uphill battle today. And that's tough. That's football sometimes. Sometimes it rolls your way and sometimes it doesn't.
Enjoy the break, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, and now, Jordan, we will let you go. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Nate.
No problem.